page 108, quickly into action, on the largest scale map they could get. They marked boundaries, places of worship and of education, major meeting places. "Don't forget the Labour Party office," said Tony, "hospitals and social service centres, industry, and much more." They marked different types of housing in different colours and spent much time digging out the addresses of a host of voluntary bodies they had hardly even heard of. The statistics group felt they were home and dry after they discovered the neighborhood section of the National Census website. Peter found that a lot of this information could be selectively printed off. Some further surfing uncovered even more material about organizations and people in his community. It was a fascinating but complex task, pulling out the facts they wanted for the precise area of the parish, and there were a lot of conversations that started, "Did you realize that?" They also went to the planning office, the social services department and a number of other bodies, following up reports they remembered the local paper had said had been published. The Citizens Advice Bureau was especially helpful. "Fancy all that information being right there next to Safeways," said Greta, "and I thought it was all about family planning." The third group, working on people's attitudes.